Thanks for streaming GPB. Your contribution at gpb.org supports the listening you enjoy each day. We hope you'll consider GPB in your plans during this season of giving. Happy holidays and thanks for a fantastic year.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Friday, December 6th. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, Atlanta's controversial police and fire training center is set to open this month. New audio sheds light on what happened in the early moments of the BioLab chemical fire. And Atlanta police joined the manhunt for the suspected shooter of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. A new public safety training center that's been the subject of protests for years is set to open in Atlanta this month. Members of its Community Stakeholder Advisory Committee met yesterday to discuss the final details. GPB's Amanda Andrews reports.
The Committee for the Atlanta Police Training Center is responsible for changes to the facility, including removing explosives training and adding green space. Construction faced several delays due to protests and legal challenges since it was launched in 2020. Marshall Freeman works for the Atlanta Police Department.
So our plan is to finish up our inspections that are happening, and then we will then begin to move in our furniture and sort of get the last of our things all set in place to then begin moving over folks as we move into the very top of the year.
For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
Newly obtained audio is shedding light on what happened in the early moments of the BioLab fire in Conyers, east of Atlanta, on September 29th. GPB's Pamela Kirkland reports.
The 911 call begins with a BioLab worker saying they're having trouble breathing.
That's the address. Which warehouse?
Oh, Plant 12. I'm sorry. Plant 12. I'm out of breath. I'm sorry.
They report a burst sprinkler and chemical smoke spreading through the warehouse. They go on to say that a second BioLab worker is still inside the building.
Were you able to make contact with your coworker?
No, I'm trying. I got to put my respirator on to go back inside to get him.
Dispatch can be heard trying to get the employees to safety. The September fire created a plume that released chemicals into the air, triggering evacuations and school closures for several days. Federal investigators released a preliminary report on the fire last month. Their investigation is ongoing. For GPB News, I'm Pamela Kirkland.
Investigators believe the person who killed the CEO of one of the country's largest health insurers might have traveled to New York last month on a Greyhound bus that originated in Atlanta. The Atlanta Police Department said this afternoon the agency has been contacted by New York police and will provide assistance as needed. A Greyhound spokesperson told CNN the company is cooperating with authorities. The gunman's whereabouts and identity remain unknown, as does the reason for the killing. The targeted attack against UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson has set off a furious manhunt now in its third day. President-elect Donald Trump has named former Georgia U.S. Senator David Perdue to be his ambassador to China. Announcing the decision yesterday, Trump cited the Republicans' experience in business. Perdue served as a top executive at Sara Lee, Reebok, and Dollar General before launching his political career. He also pushed Trump's debunked lies about election fraud during his failed 2022 campaign for governor after losing his seat to Democrat John Ossoff in 2020. U.S.-China relations promised to be a key economic and political test in the new administration, with looming tensions over tariffs, national security, and other issues. Officials in Savannah's Chatham County have tabled a controversial ordinance that opponents say would criminalize homelessness. GPB's Benjamin Payne reports on today's meeting.
Chatham County commissioners had been scheduled to consider a so-called urban camping ordinance during their regular meeting, but the item was taken off the agenda shortly before, with no official explanation given by the commission. If passed, the measure would make it a criminal offense to sleep in public spaces, meaning sheriff's deputies could fine or even jail people experiencing homelessness. Local laws like these were declared constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority this past summer. A Chatham County spokesperson said in a statement to GPB that the ordinance is likely to come back on the agenda at a future meeting. However, the measure has already drawn fierce opposition from the public. An online petition organized by the Savannah Democratic Socialists of America garnered more than 500 signatures in less than 24 hours. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
Georgia's work requirement is slowing down applications for Medicaid benefits. That's according to an analysis by GPB partner KFF Health News. KFF found Georgia had the slowest processing time in the country as of June for Pathways to Coverage. Pathways to Coverage is the state's Medicaid program, which serves people with disabilities or low incomes. It's the only such program in the nation to have a work requirement. Pathways has been one of Governor Brian Kemp's signature health care policies. A Kemp spokesperson calls it a, quote, innovative, Georgia-specific program that has provided coverage to thousands of Georgians who otherwise would be without care. The Alabama company planning to mine for titanium just outside Georgia's Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge isn't changing its plans because of a proposed expansion to the refuge's boundaries. The spokesperson for the company, Twin Pines, said on Wednesday that once the state grants its permits, the mine will commence operations. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service currently is seeking public comment on a plan to acquire property near the refuge. The agency intends to bolster protections for the Okefenokee, the largest blackwater swamp in North America. The Georgia Environmental Protection Division issued draft permits for the project earlier this year, but final permits are still pending.
Thanks for streaming GPB. Your contribution at gpb.org supports the listening you enjoy each day. We hope you'll consider GPB in your plans during this season of giving. Happy holidays and thanks for a fantastic year.
In sports, Georgia and Texas will face off in the Southeastern Conference Championship game tomorrow. The winner heads straight to the Sugar Bowl for the national quarterfinals on New Year's Day. The Longhorns posted the best record in the SEC during the regular season, while the Bulldogs handed Texas its only regular season loss. And in the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks are aiming to extend their 5-game winning streak in a game tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. It's the first meeting of the season for the two teams. Atlanta is 6-5 at home, and Los Angeles is 5-7 on the road. And that's all we've got for this edition of Georgia Today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we hope you have something fun planned for the weekend. If you want to stay on top of the news over the weekend, too, don't forget to check our website, gpb.org/news. And we will be back with this podcast on Monday afternoon. Make sure you subscribe now so we pop up automatically in your feed on Monday. And if you've got feedback or a story idea, send it our way by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for streaming GPB. Your contribution at gpb.org supports the listening you enjoy each day. We hope you'll consider GPB in your plans during this season of giving. Happy holidays and thanks for a fantastic year.